Sevgili kız kardeşlerimiz, neslin en yüce kadınları, hoş geldiniz. Bizi bir araya getirip bu çalışmada buluşturan Yaradan'a şükürler olsun. Bugün aramızda bağ kurmanın dağıtım için ne kadar önemli olduğunu konuşacağız. Rav'ın dediği gibi, bizler öyle bir safhaya ulaşacağız ki bu bağın sevginin gücünü ve bizi bütün dünyayı yönetmesi için davet edeceğiz. Diliyoruz ki Yaradan çabalarımızı görsün. Onun istediği gibi kanallık edebilelim ve sevginin gücü tüm dünyayı yönetsin. Şimdi niyet metnine geçiyoruz.
Baal Hasulam, Arvut. Dolayısıyla şimdi sesime kulak verirseniz ve sözümü tutarsanız, yani size burada söylediğime söz verin. Tüm insanlar içinde benim hazinem olacağınıza. Siz benim hazinem olacaksınız ve bedenin arınma ve temizlenme kıvılcımları sizden tüm insanlara ve tüm dünya.
This means that you will be my segula.
Sevgili dostlar, şimdi Rav'ın aramızdaki bağ ve dağıtımının öneminden bahsediyor.
Dear friends, now we will catch a clip where Rav speaks of the importance of our connection and dissemination. And then we will going
There is a connection, a mutual connection. What's the right way to connect? What is the place of a prayer in our dissemination? How do we include our spiritual work in dissemination? I would say that dissemination is spiritual work, is the most important and highest work, because in this you work to spread the name of the Bore in the world, of the Creator. And we have no higher work from this. Kabbalists in previous generation couldn't do this, but because we are in the last generation, then we can disseminate. The kli, the vessel, is ready completely for us to begin to spread ourselves, to fill it with this knowledge, with this knowledge about the end of correction, about this notion. And this is the most important work and biggest work of our study, of our dissemination, of our existence. Therefore, we were chosen. We were chosen by a higher level so that we can continue this this connection between us to everyone with the same essence and with the advertisement that we have to connect ourselves above our egos and with the Creator to the whole world. We must understand that this was given to us, and this is our biggest work and most central work. But only us in our generation have this privilege for this opportunity, and there's no more than this. If we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah without the names of Kabbalah, but the system of the correction of the person, that this is the correction of the world, that with this we reach a state where we all raise above our egos and the world reaches the final correction, then we have nothing more to do.
Rav aramızda bağ kurup Yaradan'ın adını
Rav says we have been chosen to connect and spread the name of the Creator. Now Let's connect around this question. What is the importance of our connection in dissemination to be able to reach and impact many people? Again, the workshop question, what is the importance of our connection in dissemination to be able to reach and impact many people?
Да, важность объединения, она, вот как есть...
Yes, the importance of dissemination is like there's a very thin light that includes all the pleasures of this world. And also in with us, we have this power. When we go out to disseminate, we have this magnet that it helps the person to look and to want to find next person.
На практике понимаем, как подниматься над эго и как мы чувствуем вот эту
силу. Next person. We connect and practically understand how to rise above our egos to the power of bestow and love. And this is very important before we go out to disseminate, because we can't explain anything to anyone aside for the fact that they can feel this power that rules the world, that it's not the ego. Next person. Yes, I think that our importance is that we, in a simple language, we can give the people the knowledge. And I wish that we would do this from the connection, and from this relationship that comes in the connection will come out to the wide dissemination. I think this is what will make a difference. Next person. Yes, dissemination is like a spiritual doing. Is possible only from within the connection, our connection. It's like that it is as everything comes from the intention. The intention makes every action to be real. And with this intention, we can, and with the right doing in dissemination, we can only do this through the ten. Next person. Yes, through this we get confident in what we do, and people accept this from us, because they feel we're passing a truth to them. Next person. Yes, it's important, the connection where the Creator is, so that people will feel not only words that we speak or say, but something that is invisible, that is the work of the Creator, that He bestows His work, and this is what brings the people. Yes. This is the work of the Creator, that every person will feel this. We can do this through our annulment, and so we create this field of the Creator. And in this way, we can separate this field from our egos. The world is missing only this field of love, of goodness. Yes, our assignment is to collect all the people to one system. We can do this through the Creator, through the light, so that every person will feel everything as his, or the organs of his own body, and this way we will build one body. This is possible through unity. Only through unity the upper force will come through us. Next person. In order for this pipeline to be powerful, or to bring up the pump up the volume of this pipeline, we have to annul ourselves constantly, so that we will realize that we can pass on and bestow this knowledge, and people will feel that they can adhere to us and that they can buy this wisdom. And also we can set an example to people in wide dissemination. This connection, this love that we pass on in our message, I think this is most important, that people will feel that in every word that we say. Next person. Yes, in the connection between us, we scrutinize every time, as was in this article. It's not that we are special, but the generation is ready, and only through annulling ourselves to the ten and to the group, we can feel our egoistic, the difference between egoistic desire and the desire to accept this work as the most important thing. Where else can we receive this annulment if not in our work between us, in our connection? What can I take to disseminate if not connection? This truth that is born from the annulment and from our adhesion to the center of the ten. Next person. The most important is to give contentment to the Creator. And in all our doings, we can do this. Yes, only through connection. When we work on this in the ten, in the group, then we realize that we don't, that we are only, the only reason for existence is to make contentment to the Creator, and that we can connect all of creation. I don't know what to add here, because there are so many possibilities. We need that everyone will check himself and see what can we do more, what can he do more. Every person has to scrutinize himself and truly answer this question to find something that he can do in a good manner, and we can build like these dissemination teams.
Harikaydınız dostlar, harikaydınız.
Dear friends, you were amazing. That was such a workshop, and we are so lucky to hear your hearts with this workshop. You were great. Thank you. And now, dear friends, we would like to introduce you two dedicated and strong women. They influence people with their dissemination day by day and bring many women to the group and thus inspire us. We will watch a clip and then listen to our great friends, Talia and Nitsa.
If women in the world could organize together and connect together, then the world would have been organized by women, without a doubt. Why in our world we let men to run the world? It's also our home. Women, what about us?
No.
How to do this, that there will be order in the world? There won't be any order in the world until women won't take in their hands the management of the world. Tell me that I'm mistaking. Who, if not us? Then with a good shove, a good push, a lot of support, and a desire that was raised a year ago, we began with our first magazine. We called it Israelit, the one that knows that connection is everything, to write, to edit, and to erase, and not to forget to hold together our prayer constantly. From there to the social networks, posts, videos, suddenly the name Israelit, the name becomes more familiar. Corona. Time to unite. It's heard everywhere, interviews and shows, and the music goes on because there's nothing else. And this is our save. This is the only way to save us. Women writing, women hearing, women learning how to lead, how to organize the world, how to worry, how to give, not to stop, and how much strength and power every woman can do, because this is what happens when we unite to one woman. When we unite, we have something to give to other women and to everyone else. And even with the Zoom, we managed to make the world a little bit more round. We continue to progress, revolution in the relation, in the relationships. And soon we will hear that everyone else is looking for this. And we will hear that more and more and more, until we will hear that all of humanity will stand on its feet. And the wheels of bestow will begin to work, and then we will have due to righteous women we will. Oh, sorry. So due to righteous women, so thank you for the privilege to tell you about this great project that all of us are part of. It's called Israelit. In this project, more than 100 women are volunteers, and they work on this every day, several hours a day, to bestow this important message, to the candy we have to give to the world. Israelit is a project that was born from a request of Rav to women, to come out and begin an educational process to the world.
And so, this was founded by Rav's request.
6 months ago, we had a convention with 500 women from 500 women. We called it Revolution in Relationship. The goal of this campaign is to tell the women of Israel that only through changing changing the way we look at our relationships, we will make a change in the reality and change the world. And that we women must take care of this. So we built a campaign, and through all channels that we work, we publicized it and we advertised it, and we came up with five burning subjects of women's realization, education, relationships, how a woman can fix the world and correct it. It was an amazing campaign. Many women took part of it. Our friends disseminated it all over and to their close environments. And we are planning to pursue and to continue to tell everyone about our message as much as possible, so that we can realize the words of the Kabbalist and make contentment to the Creator. Need to go, please pursue. Yes, and beloved friends, I'm very excited to see all of you and to feel your warm heart, your warm beating heart. And we know and feel that everything we do in this campaign, without the connection and without the mutual concern and without the ability to enforce this on ourselves, nothing would have come up out of this. And everything that we do, everyone in her district, in her country, according to the channel that she works in, I'm sure this is the same way in everywhere. But on top of all this, our connection, our unity in this women vessel is this spiritual value that we give to the people, and the fact that women want to be involved and to receive more content and to be in contact with us is because of the connection that they feel. They may not be able to express this in words, but this is where it is. We have great responsibility. We are in a very complex times, and having said that, every woman is a system. Every woman is, no matter where she is in the world, she is connected to many other women that are waiting, yearning to hear her. So let's connect together. Let's build this network. And from this network, let's disseminate to the world. Together, friends.
Çok teşekkürler sevgili dostlar.
Thank you so much, dear friends. It is always very inspiring to listen to all of you. And now we are going to a faraway country where there are so many wonderful and women. They started disseminating as five women and continue as six. And moreover, they all speak different languages and have been working very hard since 2020. And we will ask our great friend Daiva to tell us about this great effort.
Oli.
Hello, dear friends. Yes, we're talking about the greatest group. We're so into dissemination. We use it for our connection. And we see that when we connect and we disseminate, we bring fruits. And it's just amazing to see all the progress and all the disseminations that we are partaking. And now my friends are going to speak a little bit about it.
Yes, friends, we like to share that we disseminate every day, and we do that according to our personal skills. The foundation of this is prayer. Every day we compose a prayer, and we can do this holy work for the world because the Creator gives us the force of connection and joy to do this for Him and for His world.
We made a special dissemination app where we post our dissemination activities. Where in this app we support each other, and this is increasing our mutual support, understanding, and warmth.
Yes, we are all disseminating every day, I can say, on different posts. And it can only come from our connection. It strengthens the connection as well. So we can only from this connection pass on His light.
Yeah, and I think we are that strong in our tenness because we understand the importance of dissemination and our role in dissemination. There is only one thing we all want. It's only one thing, and our role is it here to share this one thing with the world. It has nothing to do with us, and I think my 10 feels that very strongly, and that is what makes us an incredible, strong, and a beautiful 10. Chaim sisters.
Çok teşekkürler yüce dostlarımız.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, dear friends. You really warmed our hearts. Now, we are going to listen to another great 10. They are a global group and they impress us. They inspire us with their warmness, with their kindness, with their loveliness. And they are a great example of disseminating as a 10, as a group. And we would like to listen to the Finland group. Thank you so much, dear friends.
We are so grateful, first of all, to be here and share our experience with you. We are not too many. We are few ladies, but we are very devoted, you know, to a path, to studies, to the path that our Rav, dear Rav, teacher is taking us. Talking about dissemination, I think that it's, for us, it started a couple of years ago. We had kind of very deep feeling or deep desire growing in us, but we are so small and we would like to grow as a group. We would like to do something that we could get more sparks of it, points in the heart, waking up. And we are all not native Finnish speaking ladies, but for some reason, Creator has brought us here into Finland. And we, of course, thought that we should do something for the Finland, for the local people, for local country, you know, to disseminate. And it was very clear for us that we need to come up with a project which unites us, where we can be all involved. And of course, it's for the local country. So it was a challenging. We have been meeting many times. We have discussed how it should be proper way done. We got a lot of help from our European CLI, and we have been really uniting about that project. And it was also not easy, but we decided that we go with the local language and we will open the Facebook page in a Finnish language. That's how our baby Kabbalah Suomi page was born. And it was really a kick. It was really a kick because we felt that, I think that more than a year we are running and every one of us were involved. And we divided our efforts so that what is close to each heart and skills that we could do, so that everyone could put her effort in it. And now, when looking back on experience and these couple of years, we definitely can tell what Raf always tells us. When you unite, when you are connected to each other, it really gives you a power and strength to go further and disseminate. On the other hand, we realized it doesn't go one way. So you need to have a project. You need to have something which unites you. So it's a both way thing. And I think that many of you have experienced it. Another thing is that our path is joyful, but it's also tough. So you need to always put importance. You need to put importance or lift it for dissemination. And that world clear is really inspiring us, all of you ladies, inspiring us to work hard. And when we hear how the CLI is working, so it gives us also energy to continue and do here. Another thing that we can tell, that dissemination really to brought our 10, our inner work in the 10, and in totally different level. We started to meet each other every day instead of several times a week. We now meeting even twice a day with the reading and then, of course, working on a lesson. And so what now what we are looking for, I think what Raf is pushing all the world clear, what we are all unite as one woman with one heart, and we can spread that love and warm and give that to the rest of the world. Thank you, ladies, for every effort what everyone is doing.
Thank you. Dostlarımıza bizimle tecrübelerini
We would like to thank our greatest friends for sharing their experience with us. And thank you. Thank you very much, great friends, for the presence of each and every one of you on this path. So we are walking in hand with songs, prayers, and praise to the Creator. Thank you so much for being here. And now we have a gift for you, and we hope it will bring you some joy. L'chaim, great friends. L'chaim.
Yaparız, hep yaparız, içine sevgi katarız, onu size sunarız, yaparız, kek yaparız biz. Eğer yalnız kalbini açsan görmeye başlayacaksın konuşmak istersen seninle konuşur seninle kalbinden Aklından bu onun dinidir, bu onun sesidir, bu onun düşüdür, yalnızca Tek bir insan ne de başka yalnızca onunla konuşursun bu onun dilidir bu onun sesidir bu onun düşüdür yalnız Thank you.